Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you who are coming from the Blog Talk. Amen. We're joining together. Amen. As brothers and sisters coming together to bless the Lord and to praise Him and give Him glory. I was saying yesterday we saw that we needed to join together more than ever. I preached a message just through the auspices of the Holy Ghost just a few days ago. And it stopped the violence and did not know, never dreamed that it would hit our city. Amen. In Kansas City, Kansas, yesterday we had two police officers shot. And as far as I know, one died. Oh, my God. And they just shot him in the head. It was a terrible atrocity. And we went out there, and the Lord blessed. Amen. But we never thought that it would happen here in Kansas City. I preached it Sunday. I told the people, you ought to praise God as never before, because you don't know when the enemy will try to hit right in your area. And then the following day, oh my God, two policemen were shot. There were police everywhere. My God. But let's give God praise and adoration for what He's done. Amen. For all of us. This is our spectacular 20. I'm praying for you. These 20 days are dedicated to you, precious people, on this prayer line. I'm praying that God will do something spectacular for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm praying that He will give you a crazy blessing. That's what He gave to that man there in the 17th chapter of Matthew. He gave him a crazy blessing. He would throw himself into the fire and then into the flood. In other words, the water. And they called him a lunatic. Crazy. And the disciples could not cast the demon out of him. But when they brought him to Jesus, Jesus did something spectacular. Jesus said, bring me the boy. And He gave the man who was the father and the son of that boy, He gave him a crazy blessing. Yeah. The young man had been labeled as crazy, throwing himself into the fire and into the water. But Jesus did something crazy for him. Crazy. It demands something crazy. When you got crazy situations in your life, God does something crazy for you. What do you mean crazy? Something that would you call if you ran around your house and hollering glory, 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 right in your living room, and ran down your hallway hollering glory, thank you, Jesus. What would you call that? I would call that acting kind of crazy. But the Lord can make you act like that, and ain't nothing running behind you. Yeah, because of the blessing that He can give to you. Amen. He did something spectacular. The disciples came to Him and said, Lord, why could we not do this spectacular thing? Baffle the minds of the people all around this area. Why could we not do it? And Jesus replied, and I'm paraphrasing, because you didn't go far enough. No, you didn't go far enough. Yeah, you saw me heal the sick. You saw me raise the dead. You saw me cast out the enemy. But these kind cometh out by going a little further. You got to go further. What do we have to do? These kind cometh out by fasting and by prayer. Or by prayer and fasting. And we're going a little further on this prayer line. You all on the prayer line, I joined you, but we went 80 days of fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and thought it was over. And the Lord showed me that these kind, coming out by fasting and prayer. What kind? I don't know what God's going to do, but He's going to do some spectacular like he did there in that 17th chapter, Matthew. Spectacular. Amen. Crazy blessing. And you got to decide whether or not you want and you need a crazy blessing. Something that would make you run when ain't nothing running after you. Something to make you shout and you don't know why you're shouting. Amen. Crazy blessings. Uh-huh. I'm believing it. I'm asking these spectacular 20 not for me, but for you. Amen. For you. Amen. All of you on this prayer line. All of you. For you. I'm praying for you that God would give you a crazy blessing, a spectacular blessing that would make you shout and give him glory. Amen. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you everywhere. We are thanking God for you. Lord, in prayer. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, we yield ourselves to you, Lord. We really do. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You are the miracle, ultra awesome miracle working God. My God. And we thank you for all the miracles that you're going to bring during the spectacular 20. You gave one yesterday, and today you'll give many more. And thank you for it. Oh, thank you. Thank you because healing is in the atmosphere. Oh, God. Somebody ought to be able to tell when healing's going on. Healing is in the atmosphere. During the spectacular 20, and you can get a miracle. If you only elevate your faith. I preached a sermon not too long ago. Lord, you had me preach it. And you said, tell the people to raise the praise. You've done so many things for them. And I'm praying for all of them, Lord, that you would bountifully give them a spectacular miracle. So many of them. And even who are listening to me on the prayer line all across the world. So many don't realize how truly good you have been to them. And God, every time they swallow, many at least 1,200 times a day, don't realize that if they couldn't swallow, they would die. You just did something so simple for them, but they miss it, and they don't even realize it, and don't praise you for it. But it's a life and death situation. And you gave them life rather than death by letting them swallow. Who wouldn't praise you, God? Every time their heart beats, they ought to be able to say thank you or realize, at least realize, that you've been extremely good and kind to them. Heart beats, oh, my God, 72 times a minute in a day's time, 24 hours, over 100,000 times. And yet, they need to raise their praise, and they got a praise on a low level. How could they, Lord? How could they? My God, thank you for what you've done and for how you've been there for us and gone the last mile of the way. Look on these precious people on the line, Lord, and Lord, help them to raise their praise. For as you give crazy, crazy blessings to these wonderful people, it requires and demands a crazy praise. Thank you for it. Oh, God, let them open their mouths and not be on a low level of praise, but let them raise it because you're giving crazy and spectacular blessings. Yeah, God, thank you. Those who need a breakthrough, I'm asking you to let them give a breakthrough praise in the name of Jesus. Those who need to be on a mountaintop, rather than in the valley, I'm asking you to let them give a mountaintop praise in the name of Jesus. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Move, move, move. Move, 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 move. Lift, lift, lift. Lord, lift, 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 lift. In the name of Jesus. And we'll bless your holy name. And we'll thank you. Give you glory and adoration. Heal those who need to be healed. Save those who need to be saved. Fill those with the Holy Ghost who need the Holy Ghost. Never received it. in the name of Jesus. God, look on their situations. Those who are praying for their loved ones, that son, that daughter, that nephew, that niece, their friends around them to be saved, save them, Lord. Those who look like they're far away from you, bring them in closer and save them. And we pray in Jesus' name. Look on those who are less fortunate, those in foreign countries, we pray for them. You know, all in India, all in Africa, all in every nation, even those that I don't name, Lord, you know them all by name. Every nation, touch, bless them who are less fortunate, we pray. We pray for America here. Oh, God, that you would not let America go down the drain. God, I pray that you turn the country around. And if it happens, Lord, not if it happens, when it happens, it will happen, Lord, through prayer. Because prayer is our only resolve now. We've gone past the government hepatitis. We've gone past any congressman or any Republicans or any Democrats or any Senate helping us, God. We need you. We need your help, God, because we need ultra-awesome help, and you're the only ultra-awesome God, the only true and living God. We need to hear from you. We need your help. You're the one, Lord, that when Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel were faced along with this huge enemy coming against them, Jehaziel stood up and said, "The battle is not yours. It's yours, Lord." And you told them they wouldn't even have to raise a finger. They wouldn't have to fight. When they got up the next morning and went out and looked out, there were dead bodies everywhere because you had slayed. You had slayed their enemy. And God, they didn't have to fight. You fought the battle. God, we need you here in America to fight the battle. The enemy is trying to destroy the country, trying to destroy young girls, young boys, trying to destroy adults. We're asking you to fight the battle, and we'll give you glory, and we'll give you praise for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. These are your spectacular 20 days, and we're giving it to you. Amen. Praying for you. We're giving God the glory, but we're praying for you. God bless you. Every person on this line, please know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Amen. I'm going to our praise reports this morning. I wonder if somebody got a praise report that will lift the people. I know you do. Amen. I wonder if you'll give it. Amen. Or will you hold it back? And I wonder who will be first. Amen. To give your praise report. I'm going to ask, who can receive the praise reports this morning if you're not having to be at work right now? Amen. Somebody called the other day, I had to be at work. But there's somebody on this line who can stop and who would be happy to talk about Jesus, happy to give you a praise report, happy to ask for other praise reports. Amen. And again, you're on the verge of receiving your spectacular 20 days, spectacular blessings in Jesus' name. All right, the line is open to you. Who would like to give a praise report and receive the others for us? If you can, amen, you've got the time. The Lord bless you. Who is the first one to give the praise report, and who could do that for us in the name of Jesus? And the line is open.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Johnson?
I don't know what's wrong with my phone because I can hardly hear.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but normally I put it on speaker, but this morning it sounds like it's so slow I can't hardly hear you.
All right. Well, I can hear you. And that's what matters right now. That's what matters. And so why don't you receive the praise report? Give your praise report. God bless you.
Well, my praise report is praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. thank the Lord for another day, a day that I never seen before and will never see again. I thank you for watching over me all night long. Thank you for health and strength, eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to talk, to give him praise and honor and glory, because it all belongs to him. Just want to thank you, praise God, for you, Dr. Johnson, the First Lady. I just thank you, praise God, for the prayer line this morning. I just been working and working and working, but nevertheless, God still is able to help me to stand and declare his holy and everlasting word. And who will be the first one to give their praise this morning to the good Lord?
Good morning. This is
good
Mother,
morning.
This is Mother Deke, the area code 708. First, I
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. First, I want to give honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to you, Mother, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. I want to say what Dr. Johnson said about people that, you know, that had to go to work. I want to say I thank the Lord for blessing me to be retired 33 years the 1st of July. And I want to
praise
say
the Lord.
I worked 30 years for a company, for the phone company, and then I've been retired 33 years. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. When I was working, looked like I wasn't going to ever be able to retire. And I didn't retire just being able, but I just retired on faith. I had enough service and I had enough age, and God blessed. And God has just been supplying all of my needs ever since I've been there. Sometimes you may think you need things you don't need, but God is faithful, and he has supplied all of my needs. I tell the people, I don't get a big pension, but it is never late. And I thank and praise the Lord for that and how the Lord always let it be enough. And I thank him for that. I thank him for my life, health, and strength. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson and how he just keeps this prayer line going. He's a very faithful person. He's on all of the lines, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. It takes somebody dedicated to do all of that, and he is a dedicated person to God, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for all of you. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for his goodness to me and how the Lord is faithful, and he's a God that is worthy to be praised. Thank
Amen.
You.
I want to thank you for that praise. You know, I'm a family. I'm not going to ever retire. I'm just going to keep running on and see what the end is going to be. So I know, without a shadow of a doubt, God has something more than a Social Security check for me today. And I just want to thank and praise him for all that he promised me. And I'm just going to keep running until I get it. Amen. Who will be the next one?
Good morning.
Hello?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first. This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. If you
I'm on the bus. I'm on the bus on my way to work. But I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I also thank the Lord for this prayer line. Sometimes I don't know what I would do without it. And I also thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and all the mothers on the line, all the ambassadors. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lucille. Who will be the next one?
Good morning.
Morning.
This
Good morning.
Is Renee Knight from Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Area code 325. I just want to thank God for waking me up, and thank you, God, for my family and my friends. And you people on the prayer line, y'all lift me up in the mornings. And God, thank you for my health, my good health, and just continue to my good health. And Pastor Johnson, I hope your sister's doing better. God bless you and her. I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line. Y'all lift me up every morning. And I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
Well, we want to thank you for that praise. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be the next one?
This is the Ambassador Elaine Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson? How you doing today?
I'm not doing the best, but I'm yet in the land of the living. I thank God. I was trying to exercise my back yesterday, and I guess I exercised it too much. It's kind of sore this morning, but I'm yet living, and I thank God for being able to move as well as I am. I'm just grateful because he is good to me, and I just want to keep praising his holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you for that wonderful praise. Who will be the next one?
Praise the Lord. This Ambassador. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas, area code 870. And I just want to bless the Lord for another day, hallelujah, that he has designed and predestined for me and you on this day. I praise God for the early rising of the sun, and I tried to get up with it. I praise God this morning that the word says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm mixing the other scriptures with this, but they're so good. I'm reminded when David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And on yesterday morning, as I was traveling to work early yesterday morning, and I praised the Lord, and I said, Lord, my desire is that one of my prayers is you bless me to have favor with people. Because when you touch God, God touched people. Amen. And I was thinking about, I said, Lord, about this year, there's a truck that comes through Arkansas with a whole lot of watermelons, and I end up having about 10 of them where I'm sharing them with other people. So that truck has not passed through. But as I was driving out and getting on the highway, I saw the truck, and the man of God waved at me. He said, woman of God, where you been? I've been looking for you. Here's your watermelons. When I say God poured you out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive them, I didn't have any space in the car to put the watermelon. And to remind you, glory to God, I was able to give some to people at work. There's some elderly people in my neighborhood. And I know this might be small to you all, but I was tasting and seeing the goodness of the Lord there. And I blessed some people with the watermelon. And then in addition to that, glory to God, somebody say glory. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. And some of you know that I had some issues with my car, and I shared with you, God just keep on blessing. I've not been without one, not one day. My car still runs. It has a issue with it. So the issue is I need a transmission for a Mercedes. And I said, I'm not buying and putting a transmission in this Mercedes because I'm going to get a brand new one for my birthday in September, glory to God. And that's what I decided I was going to do. But the Lord decided something else. Whatever you ask, he'll do it. And why did I not receive a phone call, glory to God, as I was traveling to work? And then the man of God says, woman of God, what's wrong with your car? Why am I seeing your vehicle at home every day? I said, I need a transmission. I'm not getting ready to buy one. And the man of God says, take it to Amoco on Saturday morning, and they will put you a new transmission in your car, and you don't have to buy another one until you're ready, glory to God. And I want to share with you, saints of God, hallelujah, I have an Escalade, and I have given it to somebody else to drive until their car gets fixed. And you know what? I'm not messed up about stuff like that. But I know if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And that's why my testimony, oh, taste and see. I'm tasting the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Psalms 84:11, he said, no good thing will I withhold from you that walketh uprightly before me. And every morning I said, Lord, I've got to go to work. I'm on assignment to witness, glory to God. I have places to go in you, and I'm not worried about it, hallelujah, because I have learned to trust in the Lord. And I'll share with you the day my car was sitting and I couldn't drive it. I had the dealership offering me a car, the rental car place offering me a car because they know the woman of God. But most of all, they know my lifestyle and my relationship with God. I'm going to stand for holiness no matter what, praise the Lord. And I'm enjoying my walk with God because I now want to him that I'm able. He is able to keep you from falling, but he will equip you with the power of the Holy Ghost on today to be effective witnesses wherever you go and wherever the assignment is, he will equip you for it. So I'm praising God this morning for him just being God. I thank him for his word because he watches over his word to perform it. And you can believe it. He said, my word is not returning. It's not coming back to me empty void, and God will bless you with increase. Hallelujah. And I have had a crazy praise. Oh, I've had some praises for the Lord, and I will always praise him in the good times and in the times that say that are hard, but it's never a hard day with the Lord. God bless all of you saints of God. God bless your chief ambassador, and I have my cup and bucket and my barrel filled for those other blessings that are coming because I know about the year of Jubilee. Oh, thank you, Lord. God bless all of you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank and praise you for that great report.
Amen.
I would just like to say, what is Ambassador Stern? How are you today? Can you hear me? Well, nevertheless. But who will be the next one?
One thing, this is Mother Wilson again. I enjoyed that testimony of Ambassador Stitt. I tell you, it prays and blessed me because I'm looking for the Lord to completely deliver me of this illness, whatever it is. And things I got to, I just wanted to know I enjoyed that testimony this morning.
Amen. This is
Ambassador Carvin, Texas, air code 832. And I was just sitting there thinking the same thing. That was such a powerful testimony in the Lord. And it's good to hear somebody so excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Such a blessing. And it's more blessing to give than to receive. And our Chief Ambassador Johnson and his wife, they just have started this prayer line and have given the gift of life to so many people. And I just thank the Lord for it. And that is my praise report this morning. I just thank him. He's so good.
Thank you.
I love y'all.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for that wonderful praise report. Dr. Johnson, how many more?
Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Johnson.
We have time for one more. One more.
Can we have one more, please?
Let's take one more.
Thank you.
Can we have one more praise report?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do one more.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, 913 Kansas City, Kansas. Sheila Brown, good morning, everyone. I have a praise report. Last Thursday, I was laying around my bed when I was telling you all the other evening night how God was dealing with me about the prayer line. I'm sorry, I'm a little hoarse today. I've been having lots of pain in my neck from that car accident. I got to get back in my Holy Ghost rehab. I've been having some pain in my neck, so you all please pray for me. But I was telling you all the other night that God had been dealing with me around my bed about the prayer line. But the same night after I got off the prayer line, I called myself, get in that bed and go to sleep. God will not let me go to sleep. He messed with me. He showed me faces, had me praying. I would lay down, I'd get back up and pray. I'd lay down, I'd get back up. I would at 2 or 3 in the morning. He would not let me sleep. So my sister just had a baby 10 days ago. She had a baby. God showed me that little baby face. He said, pray for her. Pray for this baby. Pray for this baby. All I know in the spirit, I was just throwing up crosses all over that infant. The very next morning, my mother, mother Bobby McCullough, called me. She said, Sheila, about 2 o'clock this morning, I was woke up thinking I had to use the restroom. She said, but when I got in that restroom, I did not have to use the restroom. She went over to my sister's house that just had the baby. You know, mom go over. The youngsters had the baby. So my mom went to stay with her and her husband to help them with this infant. Long story short, my mother was on her way out that restroom. My little baby sister Ashley ran with the infant to my mother. Mama, mama, my baby's not breathing. My baby's not breathing. My baby's not breathing, mama. So my mother grabbed the baby and began to suck through the baby's nose. My mama said a few minutes later the baby began to breathe. So I thank the good Lord for Jesus, because you all have been praying for my family.
Amen.
God been telling me to tell you all to pray for my family, to pray for them. And I know God dealt with me strong that night, kept showing me that little baby safe, kept showing me that baby. And I just thank the Lord. I thank y'all, my family. I thank my good friend, Chief. I thank his wife, Lady Betty. I thank my mother of the nation, because she said a strong prayer over my family a few weeks ago, and you all have too. But I thank you all. So would you please continue to pray for me and my family? And I know this line is a lifeline. God intends for me to be on here praying, because he has been showing me miracle after miracle. And I know it's tied into being on this line and trying to be just a little bit obedient. May God bless you all. I love you all. Amen.
Well, thank you for that great praise report. Dr. Jasmine, I'm going to turn it over back over in your hand.
Good morning. Amen. Thank you so much. Mother Willie Johnson. Amen. Just one Mother Willie Johnson from up there in Indianapolis, Indiana. Amen. God bless us early in the morning. And thank God for all of you. You know, let's take a moment here and let's greet the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. I'm greeting you first of all. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Father. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Listen, listen to me. I want to know who on this line needs a spectacular blessing from the Lord. If you need
one, amen.
It demands a spectacular praise. And I'm going to ask you to praise him in a spectacular way before he gives you the spectacular blessing. You can praise your way to a miracle.
Oh, God.
But I feel like these are the 20 days of spectacular days. We're on 83. This is the 83rd day of the fast that we call. Amen. I never heard of it. I got it from the Holy Ghost. And he's brought us this far. Some of y'all who thought we would make it to 80, we made it to 80. Now we're in the spectacular 20.
Hey.
And so if you want a spectacular blessing, I'm just asking you,
thank you,
if you would give him a spectacular praise.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
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 Pastor Gino's husband, dementia, Pastor Tony, she just got out of the hospital with the leg, you know, opening up the veins in her leg so she could be able to feel. It's just a lot going on, a lot of caring going on. But we just praying and asking the Lord that his will must be done on the earth as it is in heaven. And I just thank and praise God that no matter what goes on, it's all in his hands. And he's going to fix, he's going to fix things just like they're supposed to be. And I just thank and praise God. He said he never seen the righteous forsaken, neither seeds begging bread. So I don't know whoever get in there in the White House, I don't know. But anyway, whoever it is, I'm going to be all right in Jesus' name. That's my praise report. I mean my
prayer request.
So who will be the next one?
I thank God this morning. This is Mother Wilson. As I said, I was trying to work these muscles and things, and I guess I overworked them yesterday in the bottom of my back. And I just want y'all to continue to pray for me because I want to be loose from this so I can do what the Lord wants me to do. I can't do it sick, and I can't do it where I can't have walk. But I want to be able to get up and do what the Lord will have me to do. I believe it, and I receive it. That is my request.
Amen. Who'll be the next one?
Would you, 913 Sheila Brown, would you all please continue to keep the McCullough family, the Baker family, and the Brown family in prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. Who will be the next one?
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Pastor Johnson. Sister Lucille.
Yes, sir. Unspoken.
Amen.
Who will be the next one?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Guy McKnight from Texas. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just want to y'all to continue to pray for my family and me, and continue to pray for everybody on the prayer line.
Amen.
We're through some storms, and we're all going through some things, so just pray for one another, and God bless y'all all, and y'all all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day. Who will be the next one?
Hey, man, this is Minister Ronnie, area code 616. Please continue to pray for our cities. There is so much violence. It can be in any city. Just lift up our cities. Bring the love back. The Bible says through love and kindness have I drawn you. It's a lot of love, but it's kindness is being rooted out in a lot of cities. So just pray for our cities to get back on track and to stop the violence.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Who will be the next one?
Let's start praying, Mother Johnson. We got about six or seven requests. So let's start praying, and then maybe we'll come back and get a couple more requests, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Mother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come this morning saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us all night long last night. And thanking you for our early morning rise. Thank you, Lord, that the blood is still running warm in our veins. Thanking you, Lord, that we're able to give you thanks and glory and honor and praise because it all comes from you. Lord, I just want to say thank you and bless each and every prayer request that has been spoken this morning. Lord, I'm so glad that you said high, you look low, and you know all about us because you made us. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. Lord, I just ask you to bless the sick everywhere. Bless the bereaved, bless the nursing home, bless children, bless the parents of the children. Father, go with the mothers and the fathers, the aunties and the uncles, everyone, Lord. We need you. We can't make it without you. We ask you to bless the police force. Go with the White House. And, oh, God, we just ask you to go with the one that's running for the presidency.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just want to say thank you today because you knew all the